I'm a gin taster, but I seldom talk about gins on my podcast. I regard myself as a gin taster because Roger Overall and I, my best friend here in Cork, and I love tasting gin, and we conduct every now and again gin tasting sessions in my kitchen. It's Saturday night. I'm on a gin drinking experience. There's a gin made by West Cork Distillery. It's called Garnish Island Gin. Garnish Island Gin, made by West Cork Distillers, means that it was distilled in a distillery that was founded in 2003 by three guys with really good Irish names, John O'Connell, Ger McCarthy, and Dennis McCarthy. It come from a place called Skibbereen, which is a place where Ireland has produced some phenomenal rowers who have won gold medals in the Olympics. Apparently they have a 12.5-acre site down in Skibbereen, and they export whiskey and gin to all sorts of places. Now, this particular Garnish Island gin, it says handcrafted in small batches, was actually sent to me as a gift by my great friend and fellow Toastmaster, Lynn Gilbert, who lives in New York. And she and I had a conversation during which she said she wanted to send me a gift. She wanted to send me a bottle of gin. And I found that there was a gin shop in, not a gin shop, no, a off-license in Cork on North Main Street. And this particular, I'm going to call it a shop, this particular shop, you could go on their website and send a gift. What she did is she went on there, told her about the shop, because it's a very good place for getting gin. They have a good wide variety. And I picked out one that I'd never had before. And it's called this Garnish Island Gin. Now, Garnish Island is a little island down in West Cork. So let me just say, first of all, cheers. I finished the gin. Now, I keep my gin in the freezer. So what I did was I got a glass to drink the gin out of, and I put ice into it, crushed ice, and I swilled it around so that I got the glass as cold as I could. I took the gin from the freezer, poured a goodly amount into it, and then I took a tonic from the fridge, and I poured, I actually had two types of Schweppes tonic. One was a bottle that was already open, and that I don't think had that many fizz in it. Not enough bubbles anyway. I put some of that into it, and then I filled up with a very small can of top quality Schweppes tonic. I prefer Schweppes tonic to any other tonic on the grounds that it has less flavor in it. Fever Tree, for example, is quite citrusy, and that's a very popular tonic here in wherever I have been. Tonic, Fever Tree. I don't like it myself because it puts too much flavor into gin, and for the most part, I actually prefer my gin neat. I keep it in the freezer. I like the flavor of my favorite gins, and there are a whole lot of gins that I would not drink neat under any circumstances because they would burn the mouth off you. But not all gin will burn the mouth off you. You're probably wondering, as a gin taster, what gins would I put up there as particularly worth considering? I think Tanqueray 10 is very good. I think there's a gin, well, there is a gin made, there's Dingle Gin, made in County Kerry in Ireland. There is Blackwater Gin, another Irish gin made in East Cork. And there's chemistry gin. Chemistry gin is from New Zealand, and I'm particularly keen on that one. I think gins fall into two. I'm swilling this gin around, by the way, in my right hand while holding my phone in my left. Gins fall into two categories. The kind that you're better off putting tonic in with it or flavouring it in some way, and gin which you're better off drinking neat and that you'd spoil if you were to add a mixer to it, because frankly, a mixer takes away all the flavour of the gin and you're drinking something which is mainly flavoured of mixer. So there, that's, what is it, Saturday evening? It's the second day of a podcasting festival called Napod Pomo, which will go on for the month of November. And today I've already listened to the podcast by Fireman Rich. And I'm hoping to listen to some other podcasts by people who are doing this challenge during the month of November. Burp. So I think I might have another gin and tonic. Excuse me, I'm hiccuping. I think it might do that, because when I was sitting down watching a rugby match, I felt really tired, but I find that a good strong gin wakes me up. There we are. That's a fragment of Saturday for you. Paul O'Mahony signing out before I have a second gin.